This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on enhancing railway infrastructure in India. The participants are Lalit Chandra Trivedi, former General Manager of East Central Railways, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
The marvel of the Indian railway network is one of the largest and one of the most efficient in the world. Making it future ready, the Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains from Ranchi. He also laid the foundation stone and dedicated various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees in Jharkhand. Addressing the people, the Honorable Prime Minister said, "The operation of Vande Bharat trains will enhance economic and cultural activities in eastern India, including Jharkhand and the neighboring states."
आज देश और दुनिया से लाखों की संख्या में श्रद्धालु काशी आते हैं। काशी से देवघर के लिए वंदे भारत ट्रेनों की सुविधा होगी तो उनमें से बड़ी संख्या में लोग बाबा वैद्यनाथ के भी दर्शन करने जाएंगे। इससे यहां पर्यटन को बढ़ावा मिलेगा। टाटा नगर तो देश का इतना बड़ा औद्योगिक केंद्र है। यातायात की अच्छी सुविधा यहां के औद्योगिक विकास को और गति देगी। पर्यटन और उद्योगों को बढ़ावा मिलने से झारखंड के युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के अवसर भी बढ़ेंगे।
The Honorable Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were transferred digitally to bank accounts. Besides, the sanction letters of 32,000 houses were distributed. Housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed 46,000 beneficiaries was also held. Addressing the people, Mr. Modi said, 2 crore additional houses will be constructed in the next 5 years.
आज यहाँ झारखंड के हजारों लाभार्थियों का पक्का घर बनाने के लिए पहली किस्त जारी की गई। पीएम आवास योजना के तहत हजारों लोगों को पक्का घर बनाकर दिया गया है। घर के साथ साथ उन्हें शौचालय, पानी, बिजली, गैस कनेक्शन की सुविधा भी दी गई। हमें याद रखना है, जब एक परिवार को अपना घर मिलता है तो उसका आत्मसम्मान बढ़ जाता है। वो अपना वर्तमान सुधारने के साथ ही बेहतर भविष्य के बारे में सोचने लगता है। उसे लगता है कि कुछ भी संकट हो तो भी उसके पास एक अपना घर तो रहेगा ही। और इसे झारखंड के लोगों को सिर्फ पक्के घर ही नहीं मिल रहे, PM Awas Yojana se gaon ko aur shahron mein badi sankhya mein rozgar ke avsar bhi taiyar ho rahe.
Today in the program of Spotlight, we have with us Shri Lalit Chandra Trivedi ji, former General Manager, East Central Railway, and he will be discussing on the increasing connectivity and enhancing travel experience through various developmental projects in the Indian Railways. Trivedi ji, namaskar, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
To start off the discussion, what is the importance of railways in our country and how is it the logistical backbone, if I may say so, of the Indian economy?
The Indian railways are playing a pivotal role in the national economy. 27% of the entire cargo which is transported in the country is carried by Indian railways. Coal to thermal power stations, R&O to steel plants, bauxite to aluminia plants, transportation of food grain, transportation of fertilizer, cement, you name any core industry product that is dependent for its transportation on Indian railways. It consumes 1/7 of energy which is required for transportation of the same commodity by road and as such plays a great role in environment sustainability efforts of the country too.
Innovation has been at the forefront of all the policy decisions which has been done by the government in the past 10 years. Tech marvel, which is called, and especially the fact that it is made in India. How are Vande Bharat trains the new modern marvels in the logistical journey of Bharat? And how are they different from the earlier versions of the trains that were running on the tracks?
I take special pride in Vande Bharat because I was the production head of the team when I was in railways which manufactured first Vande Bharat train. And we take special pride in Vande Bharat because it is totally indigenous product. It was designed in-house in Integral Coach Factory ICF. It's a so-called engineless train and is capable of achieving 160 kmph of speed per hour. And its acceleration-deceleration time, the ergonomically designed interiors, special facilities provided to passengers, and the interior and exterior touch and feel items is something which attracts everybody towards it. And it certainly, it's a jewel in the crown of Indian Railways.
senior officers like you have been the backbone of the execution part of governmental policies. So very special thank you to you, as you had mentioned that you were there at the time of the production of Vande Bharat. So what innovative changes have been done in the trains, and especially through the policy changes that were done by the government, how has the journey been so far, and what do you see the future of these Vande Bharat trains as?
Last 10 years, the expenditure which is incurred on technology, on a network expansion, and for other core activities of railways has gone up multifold. I remember earlier we used to spend hardly 40 to 50,000 crores of rupees in 1 year. And this year we will be spending close to 2,65,000 crores of rupees on Indian Railways infrastructure. We are one of the first railway, in fact, we are the only railway in globally, major railways, which has electrified 100% of its track. We have commissioned Eastern Dedicated Freight Corridor, and through Western Dedicated Freight Corridor, we have established connectivity with most of the ports on the western coast of the country. We are able to run double stack container trains, which is a marvel in itself. That network expansion, which used to languish at 1,000 km per year, has gone up to more than 5,000 km per year. Similarly, in the case of rolling stock, the Vande Bharats have been produced, and now today practically all important places of this country are connected by Vande Bharat trains. The locomotive production has become almost double the earlier figure. Similarly, wagon production, which used to be around 10,000, has gone up to 50,000 wagons per annum. So whichever, whether it's rolling stock, the new covers technology, the new signaling system, the new OHE, the track, and the new bridges which have been constructed in last 10 years, they have really added to the capacity, and I'm sure the way this work is going on, by 2030, will become one of the biggest railway system, technologically advanced system in the world.
So you have just mentioned about the various innovative technologies that have been included in the Vande Bharat trains. I'm sure you would say that the great infrastructural development that is happening in Bharat has been one of the cornerstones of developmental projects like that of Vande Bharat. Because of that, Vande Bharat trains projects and other projects like that have been able to be flagged off and are still successful. What would you say about the great infrastructure projects or the infrastructure developments that are taking place in the economy?
The biggest infrastructure development which is taking place in the economy with respect to particular railway sector, increased mobility. The unigazification of the country. Earlier, the country was divided into two gauge systems, the meter gauge and the broad gauge. Today, entire country is connected with broad gauge network. We have 100% electrified routes. We have 100% color light signaling. We have 100% air brake system on stainless steel wagons, stainless steel bogies. We are also attempting to introduce aluminium trains. We are introducing state-of-art Gati Shakti terminals where the cargo loading unloading facilitation will take place, and plus a multimodal transport system so that the cargo is not dependent on a particular mode. The same container goes on the ship, on the road, on the rail. So the mobility of the cargo unit has gone up manifold. Similarly, in the passenger areas, the number of trains which are available for people to travel now, they have gone up. And particularly post-COVID, the growth in the passenger traffic has been tremendous, and I am happy that the measures are being taken to absorb this increased demand. Recently, government decided to introduce 10,000 coaches for the unreserved class so that deprived sections of the society, their needs are also being looked into. So I am happy that the progress is not concentrated in one area of activity, but it's spread all over, and all sections of society and all different industries are making full use of this new infrastructure.
So it is not just a technological marvel, but it is also enabling seamless flow of cargo as well as the passengers. Sir, the Honorable Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi ji, today flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna trains, through video conferencing. The flag off event of 6 Vande Bharat trains was scheduled in Jamshedpur. So what is the importance of Jharkhand and the eastern part of the country in the economy, and especially with respect to the railway network, and what is its contribution in the railway logistical journey?
Jharkhand in particular, and the eastern region comprising of Odisha and some parts of West Bengal, they play a special role in Indian economy. 80% of the coal reserves of the country, which power the powerhouses spread all over the length and breadth of India, are powered by coal which is produced in the eastern region like Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh and Odisha. And this coal is transported to the powerhouses, is 100% carried by railways. So the electricity which you are getting eastern sector and the transportation of coal by railways is behind that. Similarly, which is used for making bridges, other industrial structures, the majority of the steel production units are located in the eastern part of the country. All the biggest steel factories, aluminium factories, coal production, it's all concentrated in the eastern zone of the country, and these minerals, they depend on the railways for their transportation. So together with railways, this region is making an important contribution to the Indian economy.
So we've talked about the 100% electrification of the railway network. Now, for the people who will be traveling in the country and the ones who will be using the networks, could you please give some details about the safety features, about the comfort features which have been introduced?
The important features of Vande Bharat are the automatic door closing, so that you will never have a situation of a door remaining open when the train is in motion. So it provides a natural security cover to the passengers inside, that in a running train nobody can come from outside or jump outside or inside. The toilets of these trains are having vacuum features. They are similar to the toilets which one uses in aircrafts. The doors connecting two coaches are wider. The passengers can comfortably travel from one coach to the other coach. The seats are designed ergonomically so that once you occupy the seat, it gives maximum relief to your body. The interiors are eye-pleasing. The floor on which you travel, it gives you a feeling of comfort. The passenger indication system, which gives you information about the station ahead. The anti-fire features, so that in case of any smoke or any situation which might cause fire, the automatic fire extinguishing system comes into play. So all these are adding to the comfort and safety features of Vande Bharat Express trains.
Sir, time and again, the government has talked about cleanliness drives, not just inside the trains, not just outside of them, not just on the tracks, but especially at the railway stations as well. We have seen a tremendous change in the way people have been conducting themselves, have been keeping the environment clean, have been keeping the railway stations clean. How important has this cleanliness drive been, especially at the railway stations, for making Indian railways absolutely world-class?
Special efforts right from 2014-15 are being put in the direction of the for improving cleanliness on the Indian railways. So now all the railway stations, all the trains, they are dependent on mechanized cleaning. No longer they are dependent on human efforts. The machines are being deployed to keep the exterior and interior of the trains, the stations, absolutely clean. And the clearance of the garbage from the railway premises is now done in a scientific way. The incinerators, the bed sheets which are given to the passengers for covering their body during longer travel, their power laundries or their mechanized laundries which wash the curtains, the linen, the bed sheets, etc., which are supplied to the passengers, the automatic toilet system which ensures that there is no discharge of the night soil on the track. It gets collected in a tank which is later on cleared by a special vacuum pumps. Now the tracks of the railways are free of human excreta. The linen, the bed sheets are super clean. The station premises are clean in a mechanized manner. The removal of garbage from the railway premises is done in a scientific way. So all round, whichever area of activity, the all touch and feel items, wherever you can put your eyes on, the areas remain clean.
So before we end this discussion, two things that I really wish to ask you about in brief. The employment opportunities which the new policy features or the new policies of the government will introduce for the youth, and how will these huge networks promote inclusivity?
All the recruitments in the railways are done by railway recruitment boards. The sheer number which people who apply for the railway jobs is mind-boggling. And our railway recruitment board system, we must salute them. They are doing this work in a very scientific manner. In the railway recruitment system, the total transparency, adherence to rules, inclusivity, so that all the deprived areas of the community, as per the directives, are given representations to the females. In fact, the number of engine drivers, number of train guards, large number of girls who are coming in this domains which were specifically reserved for only men. But now our second half of our society is participating in these roles, and there is no activity in which any section of the society is not represented.
Trivedi sir, thank you so much for enriching our knowledge with such great insights, and thank you for giving us your valuable time.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on enhancing railway infrastructure in India. The participants were Lalit Chandra Trivedi, former general manager of East Central Railways, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.